Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Kamlan. Kamlan is a post-apocalyptic urban fantasy podcast inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. It's written and directed by Ella Watts, who you may know from her work from Doctor Who Redacted and Eliza, A Robot Story, and produced by Amber Devereaux at Tin Can Audio. Y'all, this is one of my favorite new podcasts. I am so excited for you to hear it. It's tightly written with mythic weight and personal stakes and just absolutely gorgeous sound design. Go subscribe to Kamlan, that's C-A-M-L-A-A-N, wherever you're listening to this, and stay tuned at the end of the episode for a trailer for the show.
Hello, hello, this is Michael Turrentine. I play Wes on Unwell, and if you're looking to spend more time in Mount Absalom, I hope you'll support us by becoming a member at audaciousmachinecreative.com. For $5 a month, members get an ad-free feed of not only Unwell, but also my other fantastic podcast, World Gone Wrong. You get extra content like annotated scripts, deleted scenes, and full tracks for the original music in the show. It's really fun, and it makes a huge impact on our ability to make more awesome podcasts like this. You can become a member at audaciousmachinecreative.com. Again, that's audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Well, here we are. Hunter's Diner.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
No. But it's something I need to do. I just need a second.
Okay. I'm here for you.
Thank you, again, for coming with me.
What are friends for?
No, really. Thank you. I don't think I could have done this alone, and I don't know who else. I wouldn't have felt comfortable bringing anyone else here.
Because it's dangerous.
Because you're the bravest person I know.
Oh.
I don't have a lot of friends. Shocking, I know.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I have acquaintances and classmates and colleagues and professors, advisors, people I know, people I used to know, people I went to school with, but not friends. There's my sister, and there was Rudy. And Nora. And there's you. Which is to say, I want you to know you are my best friend.
Thank you, Abby. That means... Is a hug okay?
A hug is fine.
Good. Sometimes it's so much easier to hug the things you want to say than to say the things you want to say.
That has not been my experience. But okay. I believe I'm ready to go in. Hand me the bolt cutters. Here, put this on.
A dust mask?
This place was pretty gross even before the rain. There's no telling what kind of mold might be growing in here now.
Huh?
What?
Oh, absolutely disgusting. The same shag carpet.
No.
It wasn't like this. It was broken down and dirty and...
I believe you.
Wait to be seated.
I'm Abby. I worked here.
You're Abby. You worked here. Table 10. This way.
Oh.
Fuck me.
Wolves.
That solves the mystery of where they all went.
But why are they here? And why are they trying to use cutlery?
This way.
Sorry. Deep breaths. Everything's fine. We are just other patrons at a diner. Deep breaths.
No free refills! You're Abby. You worked here?
Yes.
Menus. Over there. Table 10.
I understand.
Busy. Busy.
Quickly.
Abby, what are we doing here?
Following the rules.
What rules?
Rudy once told me about story logic. How a fictional story operates by its own set of rules that rewards you for following them. He compared it to dream logic.
You think this is a story?
I think this is a dream. Or rather, it operates by the same rules as a dream. Strange things happen here. The radio plays birdsong, hallways go on longer than they should, people become monstrous.
Wolves become people?
Exactly. But it never seems strange. Not entirely. And it always follows its own set of rules.
Okay, I get all that. But what's your goal here?
Abby!
Beth! And we're on hugging terms, apparently.
I'm Lily.
I know!
I'm Lark. I work here. They're Abby. They work here.
Worked here.
I know.
Are you coming back?
Maybe. Is the proprietor in?
In the back. Do you want me to get him?
You're busy. I can find him.
But he's in the back.
Yes.
You're at table 10.
I worked here. I know the way.
You worked here? But now you're at table 10. It's your table. Not table 9. Not table 2. Not the back. Table 10. It's your table.
I'll tell him you're here. Busy, busy. One more hug.
Abby!
Ow.
Ow?
Ow.
Abby.
I'm not missing anything, right? That was the same waitress as before? The same waitress who's always here?
Maybe. Her name's never been Lark before. We're at table 10. It's our table. The last time I was here, there was a stuffed loon, a taxidermy loon, who helped me.
A taxidermy loon?
Dream logic.
Right, right.
It was table 10. And now this is table 10. It's our table.
So table 10 is good, yes?
Table 10 is good for us. We're safe at table 10. But.
But. Dream logic, story logic, you never stay where you're safe. So to get what we want...
We have to go to the back.
Okay. I don't think they like that we're not at our table.
Ah! We are going to the restroom. All patrons of a restaurant are allowed to use the restroom. The patrons of table 10 are going to use the restroom. We need to move quickly.
Right.
The proprietor's office is over here.
Abby, maybe we should go.
I can't. can't. Not yet.
Abby?
Please. I know. I know. It's not rational. It's not intelligent. It's not safe. It's emotional. I, Abby Douglas, am making an emotional decision. I need this. Please.
Okay.
The proprietor's office. Well, damn. Hello? Sir? It's Abby. I worked here. I wanted to speak with you.
The door didn't unlock, did it?
Nope, it just opened. Hello? I'm looking for the proprietor. Is he available?
What? Abby!
No! Lily! Open the door.
I can't. It won't open.
Lily? Lily? Lily?
Hold on. Shit! Ow! Abby! Abby, I can't move the door.
Dream logic. Dream logic. Dream logic. Dream logic. It's fine. It's fine. This is an experiment to test a hypothesis. Nothing more. It's a test. Just a test. We're good at tests.
I'm going to go find something to break the doorknob.
No, don't! Please, just stay here on the other side of the door.
Okay, I'm here.
The diner wants me here alone, and that's okay. I'm going to see what I can see. Just please stay and talk to me.
Will do.
Thank God for the flashlight app. This isn't the same room as before.
What does it look like?
Before, it was all half-finished taxidermy. This is just a hallway. Hello? Mr. Proprietor? Sir? Not a hallway. A bedroom.
Hello? Is someone there?
Hello?
Liza?
Liza.
Liza?
Eliza. Fenwood. This is... No, it can't be Fenwood. The architecture's all wrong. But that is the view from Lily's room, which makes this the Lyle homestead. And you're... Lina?
Liza. You came.
Here. Try to drink some water.
Liza, you're here.
I'm not.
I tried so hard to hang on. I didn't think I'd see you again.
It's okay. I'm here now. Liza's here. We're back together.
Sorry. I don't mean to make a fuss.
Since when didn't a Lyle mean to make a fuss? It's practically a family tradition.
I'm just so happy you came. Cleveland is so far away.
Only about 2.5 hours.
3 days travel by carriage.
Right. Right. Well, I took a train.
How could you afford a train ticket?
I've been saving up to visit.
Saving? That hardly sounds like you.
No, it doesn't, does it? You got me.
I robbed the train at gunpoint. Took all the cash and coin and jumped into Tinley's Creek and swam until I got to the LaCourte farm. Then I strapped a saddle onto Edith and rode her through town, throwing flour at every warren I saw.
Even Theodoric?
Especially Theodoric. But I did it all so I could get back here and see my sister.
One more time.
Here.
No! The doctor said it isn't safe to get so close.
If it makes you comfortable, I'll sit right here. Just try and sip the water when you can. Better?
I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry for.
I just need to close my eyes for Liza? Will you stay with me?
Of course. As long as you need. As long as you need.
Abby? Abby, are you there? Are you all right? Come on, Abby, pick up, pick up. Abby?
This is Abby Douglas, they, them pronouns. Please leave a message or text me like a normal person.
Shit. Abby? Nope. I am not going through a door in a diner that leads to a fucking forest. Oh, shit. Abby? Abby, is that you?
My shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Hello? Sir?
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Sir, are you okay?
They're gone. They're gone. They're all gone!
Silas?
They took them. They killed them! Like the wolves who dress in sheep's clothing. Like the devils who take the form of men.
Who are you talking about? Who killed who?
Themselves. They fell upon themselves. Patrick for Patrick. John to John. Mary to Mary. They strangled and drowned and smothered, asking questions with no answers and stealing the last breath from their own mouths. Each to their own.
And to what they deserve.
Lillian, fancy meeting you here.
Silas?
Yes. And no. More yes than him, more no than in other places.
That makes no sense.
It's what passes for sense in this place. I believe your friend called it...
Dream logic.
Dream logic indeed.
Where are they?
Funny, that's what I was going to ask.
Silas.
Patience, Lillian. They must see what they must see. And you must see what you must see. Not that I would show you this, but here I am not me, and I can't help myself. Quite the opposite, in fact.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Goodness? Mercy? What makes you think you deserve mercy? Or this place? Or anything? Hmm? After all, what was it you said on Sunday?
their wickedness. Their guilt is ever treasuring up more wrath. The black clouds hang overhead full of the dreadful storm. They deserve to be cast into the fire. Yea, justice calls aloud for an infinite punishment of their sins. Now, how about some words of my own? Once upon a time, there was a shepherd. He knew he was a shepherd, because wherever he went, other sheep followed, for his wool was the whitest, and his bleat was the loudest, and the grass he ate was greener than any other grass on the hill. Truly, he must be a shepherd. But one day, he met a wolf, and the wolf said, "You are not a shepherd at all. You have no stick to hit me with, nor a voice to call for help, nor arms and legs to run and climb and evade my grasp. You are but a sheep, the fattest sheep in the flock, and I think it is time I showed you how wrong you have been."
Please, please.
Silas, don't.
Don't? It is far too late for don't. These are not the shadows you can change. Run along, Lillian. You have seen all there is to see. Your friend awaits you. And this woodcutter has a date with the wood.
Silas, wait!
No! Please, no! The Lord is my shepherd! I shall not want!
Silas!
Yes. All I want is the valley of the shadow of death! Ah! Ah! I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever!
Abby?
Lily?
Are you okay? You're crying.
I'm fine. Well, we made it to the bathroom.
Dream logic is bullshit. Can we please get out of here? Ow! Ow!
You're bleeding.
Fucking hunters!
It's fine. We're fine. I just need to breathe.
How about I breathe with you?
I'm afraid. That's okay. I'm afraid, but I can still face this. I am not broken. There is no broken. You're prepared for this. You know what to do. Just do it. Hello? I would like to file a complaint with the proprietor.
You have a complaint.
I do. I feel this establishment creates a hostile dining environment.
Why would you feel this way?
People are harried and harassed through the halls. They are bullied, barked at, snapped at.
I was cut.
My friend was cut. There is no consideration for the needs of the patrons or staff. There is no respect for boundaries. It makes this place unsafe. You need to set boundaries. That is your responsibility. You are the proprietor.
Did it work?
So sorry to disturb you. I just wanted to check and make sure you're both all right.
Well, we'll be out in a minute.
Of course. Terribly sorry. I do apologize.
You did it!
I think I did. And my adrenaline's crashing. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Deep breaths. What now?
We open the door. Fancy cafe. Still not a library.
This place sure looks different.
Tim?
Uncle Tim?
Lily? Little Lilybell? Is that you?
Yeah.
The last time I saw you, you were puntable. Now look at you, all grown up. Oh, I wish I could have seen it.
Tim, what happened here?
You tell me. I haven't been able to get my table for ages. Then suddenly I'm here in this fancy schmancy coffee shop and it's just you, me, and that wolf in the corner reading White Fang. Didn't mean to disturb you. Whatever you did, it really changed things around here.
Abby, wonderful! You're back! I hope your little sojourn wasn't too trying.
It was just trying enough.
Well, we do try. Lily, your arm! I'm so, so sorry, so sorry.
I take it you're the proprietor of this place?
So sorry. Yes, please, we're all friends here. Call me Abbott. By the way, look! Huh? Health inspection certificate. Cleanliness in an establishment is so important to maintaining trust with the community, wouldn't you say?
I would.
I knew you would.
Still not sure about the taxidermy, though.
Exceptions must be made for artistic expression.
Here.
We made you a few snacks for the road.
Abby!
Are you sure you're both all right?
We are. We will be.
It's been a night.
Well, just so you know, you're welcome here at any time.
Any time, Abby?
When you want to be, of course.
Boundaries.
Yes, we must have boundaries. That way everyone stays safe and comfortable.
Including Abby.
And Lily.
Fine.
Well, we should go.
Goodbye, hug.
I don't think so. Remember, boundaries.
How about a handshake?
Oh. Abby? Miss you.
Uncle Tim.
Oh, little Lilybell. Come here. I so wish I could be there for you. Gotta put all my love into one big hug. You take care of yourself, kiddo.
You too.
Hey, you're back. How'd it go at the diner?
Home? How did we get... Wait!
Alcohol?
Please. Abby? That's your figuring things out face. What are you thinking?
Boundaries keep us safe.
You did seem to teach them that.
And they moved us from the diner directly to Fenwood. Places where we're safe.
Meaning we aren't safe other places. You do remember we drove your car out there, right?
Yeah.
Which means we're going to have to go back there to get it.
That sounds like tomorrow Abby's problem. So all your mother has is 5 bottles of Kahlua. Kahlua it is.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Mark Soloff as Silas,
Matt Young as Tim,
Eli Barraza as Lina,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol,
Sebastian Orr as
Ellie Maitland as
Hugs!
Written by Jim McDaniel.
Sound design by Alexander Danner.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Assistant director, Lauren Grace Thompson.
Recording engineer, Mel Reuter.
Associate producer, Ani Engdahl.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen.
Producer, Haiti Souffrant.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP.
And a huge thank you to our supporting producers from Patreon. Alexi Feller, Megan McLean, Adam Goodman, Nick Keenan, Caitlin White, Calico Davis, and Steve Diamond.
HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miami people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miami peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us, and we will get to it as quickly as we can. The cataclysm is frightening for everyone. Remember, in times like these, we need to stick together more than ever. If you need emergency assistance, please call 999.
Your position in the queue is 300. And 33.
Hello, you've reached the Cataclysm Casualties Hotline. Can I take your name and date of birth?
Peretti Green.
Morgan Jung. Xu Jin Liu.
Gwayne Turner.
Just call me Di.
Okay, and who are you calling for today?
My mum, Shan Thomas. She was in Aberystwyth.
Matthew and Louise Turner. In Kirkwall, on Orkney.
My father, Kai Liu. Ben. Ben Jones.
I saw something on the news about a sea serpent.
He's 15 years old.
Anna and Sophie Green, in Portsmouth.
What's happening in Kowloon?
Listen, is this real? I've been seeing news reports about dragons.
Let me look that up for you. Where are you calling from today?
Bristol.
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 Leicester.
I'm so sorry. It looks like we haven't got anyone listed under that name on the database. This means they haven't been listed as a fatality. Call back tomorrow, and if you haven't heard anything from us or your loved one in 3 days, try the online form. I know this is scary, but it's okay. We're going to get through this. Together.
Camlann, a post-apocalyptic audio drama by Ella Watts, inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. Coming January 2024. Produced by Tin Can Audio.